Okay, this module is going to be about the people who book you. The people who book you. And now, there are several people who may book you for a gig. We're talking about principals, PTA / PTO parents, teachers, librarians, school counselors. And there's other people, too. You know, maybe, like maybe the assistant principal, or maybe like a, on rare occasions, a superintendent. But for the most part, as far as you know, my experience goes for the last 20 years of being primarily a school assembly presenter, you know, principals, PTA, PTO, teacher, librarian / media specialist. That's the preferred term nowadays, by the way. They are a librarian. They're the ones working in the school librarian. But the preferred term these days for most parts of the country that I'm aware of is that media specialist and then the counselor. In middle and high school, the person was called a guidance counselor. In fact, I think I still have a guidance counselor on my website. I got to change that because in elementary, they're just called counselors. And I had a principal point that out to me a number of years ago. Now, PTA, PTO, that stands for Parent-Teacher Association or Parent-Teacher Organization. You may hear the initials PTSA or things like that, but know that as a parent-teacher organization, it's their job to, you know, they fundraise to have special things for the school, field trips, and, you know, maybe they'll fundraise for playground equipment, whatever. So those are your five bookers. Now, I want to go a little bit in depth as far as what these five bookers are going to be looking for from a school assembly. Now, from a global standpoint, most school bookers are going to be looking for many of the same things. They want the shows to be educational. They want the shows to be fun for the kids. They really want the shows to be interactive. I mean, when I do a show, there's a guy in, I don't know if he's still doing shows or not, but there's a guy in my neighborhood. He was a brilliant technician. I mean, he had an incredible bird act, one of the best zombie routines I've ever seen and stuff like that. And I don't know if his school assembly was the same as his public show. But he's a milk magician. He had a sponsorship program like decades ago, and he's been riding that ever since. I mean, good for him. I mean, it's awesome. And I got to see his show like 20 years ago at a public forum. And it was a good show. You know, it was educational, it was fun, it was kid-friendly magic. But he only had like one, as I recall, I think it was like a 35-minute show. He did a shorter public show. And as I recall, he only had like one volunteer for the entire show. And to me, I thought that was a flaw. The more volunteers you can get, the better. I mean, they really like that a lot. So they want the shows to, logistically, they want the shows to be easy to work with. They don't want to have to deal with a lot of hassle. We talked about that. They want it to be kid-friendly. They want it to, you know, they want the moon, but they don't necessarily want to give it to you. So that's globally what they all want. They want education. They want it interactive. They want it fun. They want the messages to make sense and reinforce the curriculum. Now, individually, some of the folks booking, I found they may lean more toward one of these particular attributes more than the other. So principals, for example, one of their primary concerns, at least in my experience over the last 20 years after having done thousands of schools, is that principals really want their shows to be worth pulling kids out of, worth pulling out of class for. And what I mean by that is, you know, if principals are under a high degree of pressure, they're under a lot of pressure to justify taking kids out of class, because you know we're being told that here in the United States anyway, that we're being told that kids are, you know, we're falling behind when compared to the rest of the world, where you know, our test scores are dropping, all kinds of things. So we're really under a lot of pressure to make sure that we can justify pulling kids out of classes. So what does that mean for you? That means, for our principals rather, that's a primary concern. They want to know that if they're going to pull kids out of class, the entire student population throughout the day out of class, that it's warranted, that it's going to be a show that's going to be, you know, curriculum-based. It's going to reinforce those very necessary concepts that are of utmost concern to principals. And they also want to make sure that your show is easy to work with. In other words, you don't have a lot of necessary needs, that you're not a pain in the butt to work with. You're not a prima donna. Those are all critically important things. Those are the principles, you know, main concerns. Yeah, they still want it to be, you know, they still want it to be fun. They still want it to be something that the kids are going to benefit from too. They want to be interactive and everything. But their two main concerns are you're easy to work with, and your show is it warrants pulling kids out of class. So you have to have curriculum based. Now, of course, there are exceptions. You know, end of the year, or if they want something for Christmas or Halloween or something like that, and we'll talk about all that. You know, then that all holds true as well. But I'm talking about your day-to-day. If we're going to pull kids out of class, like in the middle of October or the middle of February or something like that, then they want it to be curriculum-based. Let's move on to PTA-PTO. PTA-PTO, they want the, one of the, their two primary concerns, in my experience, are, and again, all those things I mentioned in the beginning or a few moments ago, those all hold true. So don't think I'm discounting that I'm saying that, well, because this particular person, like a counselor, is concerned about this, they're not concerned about that. No, they're all concerned about everything. I'm simply talking about leanings, about how heavily in their minds, and it's, I don't know how much they actually picture it in their mind, but it's just what I've discovered. The questions they ask and their concerns seem to be along these particular concerns for each individual name that I'm talking about here. So, PTA, PTO. Sometimes the teachers will call because it is parent-teacher organization, but in my experience, most of the time it's a parent that calls. And their two main concerns are they want to make sure it's going to justify the cost. Because they are spending their money, their hard-earned money. And remember, the kids are fundraising for this kind of stuff. So the kids are working very hard for this stuff, and they have to account for these funds and make sure that they're spending the funds on appropriate things. So they want to make sure that it's worth the money. They're really getting their money's worth. And that's where production value will help this tremendously, help your show tremendously, which I'll cover in another module. And they also want it to be fun and interactive for the kids. So it's yes, they're concerned about education, but they're really concerned about the kids having a good time. I mean, that's what they really want. They want those kids to have a good time. So that is of utmost importance. Okay, the teacher. Now, the teachers are interesting because they have the same concerns as everybody else, but oftentimes the teachers are appointed by a committee or they're assigned by a principal to take care of getting these assembly programs booked. So the result, they want to make sure that they're not going to look bad for their job. So they want their job to be secure. Same thing. They want it to be educational. They want the kids to have fun and everything like that. But they're mostly looking at job security. The media specialist, as you would expect, their main concern is that they're booking a show that is going to reinforce reading and reinforce the curriculum. Now, there are exceptions to all of these. Like if the media specialist may be a volunteer in the PTA-PTO organization, or they may be assigned by the principal, and they're just there to get an assembly program. Maybe it's about bullying, maybe it's about character ed, whatever. But all things considered equal, if a media specialist is calling you, chances are they're going to be calling you because they want a reading show that reinforces reading, will help get more books circulating, that kind of thing, get kids reading. They may also have concerns about the kids having fun as well, too, because they know that to get the kids reading, the best thing you can do to keep the kids reading is by making the presentation fun. The counselor, again, everything holds true. They want it to be interactive. They want to be able to justify the time spent and everything. But the counselor, in my experience, what they're going to be concerned about is topics like bullying, topics like character education or SEL, social emotional learning. That's what they're going to be concerned about. They're going to be concerned about aspects of psychology and the children's psychological well-being and everybody getting along. So they're mostly going to be calling you about those particular topics. And they're going to have the same concerns too. And what they really want to hear is that your topic, your presentation is going to reinforce the things they teach in schools. Now, sometimes, especially the counselor, the school will have their own acronym, their own slogans and things like that when it comes to character education or bullying or what have you, and they're going to want you to incorporate their stuff into your presentation. And sometimes they'll let you know way in advance, you can prepare for it, and other times you're going to walk in, start setting up your show, and they're going to hand you a piece of paper with like 12 bullet points. They're going to want you to reinforce it. It's like, oh, so you've got to decide whether or not you're going to do that. And we'll probably cover, I say probably because I don't do a lot of it. We'll probably cover customization in another module. So those are the people who are going to be booking you. Those are their primary concerns, what they're going to be looking for from an assembly program. So consider that when you're speaking with these people. And then I'm also going to tell you in another module, when we're talking about SEO and blogs, how you can use that individual, those leanings of each individual booker to help you, help your website rank highly, and also communicate to your bookers that you understand them and their concerns. It's something that I've never taught before after all these years, and I'm releasing it for the first time. It's really good information. So let's move on now to the next topic.